A universal anyon gate set lands on trapped ions, not topological hardware. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff. A quantum processor has now run what the team describes as a universal topological gate set built from non-abelian anyons. Universal here means computational expressiveness, not fault-tolerant reliability. The experiment created a 54-qubit ground state of the quantum double of S3, the symmetry group of an equilateral triangle, on Quantinuum's H2, a 56-qubit trapped ion system. It encoded information in topological qutrits, three-level counterparts, to qubits. The researchers then moved anyons around one another in braiding operations and fused pairs to measure the result. They also prepared a magic state, a resource used for operations that make general quantum computation possible, according to the peer-reviewed paper published July 15th in Nature and Quantinuum's H2 specification. The claim is narrower than some accounts suggest. Non-abelian anyons and braiding appeared on quantum hardware in earlier experiments, including a 2024 D4 demonstration on Quantinuum H2 and 2023 work on a superconducting processor. A separate 2024 experiment demonstrated Fibonacci anyon braiding sequences that support universal single-qubit logic, but not a complete gate set with an entangling operation and readout. The team in the University of Chicago described the new result as the first universal gate set in a non-abelian code on hardware. The earlier Fibonacci result establishes the boundary around that claim. The result supports one part of the topological computing thesis. Synthetic topological operations can supply a universal computational toolkit. It does not validate native topological hardware or establish a resource advantage. What Fusion added? The team's choice of S3 was deliberate. The previous D4 construction created non-abelian topological order and controlled its anyons, but braiding those anyons did not produce a universal gate set. In the S3 construction, braiding supplies an entangling gate, while fusion supplies two complementary logical measurements. Together, those operations form a universal set, and the researchers use them to prepare and verify a topological magic state. The Nature paper reports the state preparation, gate measurements, and readout. This is a hardware demonstration of a theoretical route developed more than two decades ago. Carlos Mojón's 2003 Physical Reviewer paper constructed universal computation from braiding, fusion, pair creation, and ancillary anyons. His 2004 follow-up extended the approach to smaller solvable groups and introduced a probabilistic projection. The experiment turns that lineage into circuits and measurements on a programmable processor. It also advances a problem SCN has tracked in the proliferation of quantum error correction approaches beyond the surface code. Hardware fidelity is only half the problem. A topological encoding still needs a software architecture that can express a universal set of logical operations without consuming the machine to do it. Fusion provides what braiding alone did not, the measurements needed to complete the gate set. The experiment stopped before active error correction. A universal gate set is not fault tolerance. The team created the S3 state, moved and fused its anyons, performed the gate and measurements, and checked the prepared magic state against theory. It did not run active error correction cycles. It reported no logical error rate, no error-corrected logical qubit, and no sustained fault-tolerant computation. Ruben Verison, a University of Chicago co-author, called the work a proof of principle and said the team had so far set aside the error correction question in the university's account of the experiment. That distinction is easy to lose because universal and fault-tolerant describe different properties. A universal gate set can express arbitrary quantum computation. Fault tolerance asks whether encoded operations remain reliable as the computation grows. SCN's coverage of the Department of Energy's 2028 fault tolerance target showed how quickly roadmap claims blur when those definitions are left loose. The physical footprint is unresolved too. The experiment used 54 of H2's 56 physical qubits to host the topological state and its operations, but the paper does not provide a scaled comparison against a surface code architecture. It demonstrates possibility, not an overhead advantage. That caveat matters on a processor SCN readers have already seen used for quantum magnetism beyond several classical simulation methods. An impressive physics result on H2 does not by itself settle how the architecture scales. Magic state economics is now a race. Magic states are costly because many fault-tolerant architectures cannot directly execute the non-Clifford operations needed for universal computation. They prepare noisy magic states, purify them, and feed the resulting resource states into logical gates. Factories for that process can dominate a machine's layout under some workloads and assumptions, as the physical layouts in Gidney and Ekerer's surface code resource estimate illustrate. The Enneon result offers a different route. It prepared a magic state through topological operations, and Dreyer argued that fault-tolerant computation could in principle proceed without distillation or cultivation. That is a roadmap claim from a Quantinuum executive and paper co-author, not an overhead result from the experiment. The paper's competing interest statement identifies Dreyer as a Quantinuum shareholder. The experiment does not benchmark an error-corrected S3 system against a surface code factory. Meanwhile, the surface code side is getting cheaper. A 2019 resource estimate put factoring a 2048-bit RSA integer at about 8 hours on 20 million noisy qubits under a stated set of physical assumptions. Craig Gidney's 2025 revision reduced the estimate to less than 1 million noisy qubits and less than a week, with much of the qubit reduction coming from yoked surface codes and allocating less space to distillation through magic state cultivation. The underlying cultivation proposal estimates roughly an order of magnitude reduction in qubit round cost at a logical error rate near 2 × 10⁻⁹ under its simulated noise model. The economics case for native topological magic state preparation remains open. Judging it will require an all-in cost comparison between an actively corrected S3 Enneon architecture and a cultivation-optimized surface code machine at comparable logical error rates. No such comparison is available. A conceptual win, not a hardware validation. This result does not validate Microsoft's device roadmap. Microsoft has pursued topological protection in the material substrate, with its Majorana program aiming to encode information in semiconductor superconductor devices. In June, Microsoft said Majorana 2 achieved a mean 20-second parity lifetime and moved its target for a scalable quantum computer to 2029. Those are company claims tied to a preprint measuring Z-parity switching in 1 NSB mean nanowire and Microsoft's own announcement. SEN's review of the Majorana 2 claim explains why parity lifetime is not the same as a demonstrated topological qubit. The Quantinuum experiment reaches the topological idea from the other direction. Its Enneons are emergent excitations of a many-body state synthesized on trapped ion qubits. The conceptual overlap is real. Quantinuum has demonstrated universal topological operations on a different hardware stack, while Microsoft has yet to demonstrate its proposed topological qubit. That supports topology as a computational resource, not Microsoft's device design. SEN has previously covered the readout problem for Majorana qubits, which remains separate from demonstrating all properties needed for computation. The comparison has limits. Microsoft's intended protection begins in the hardware. Quantinuum's physical trapped ion qubits are not topologically protected, so they would still need an error correction layer beneath the synthetic Enneon construction. Synthetic topology also carries the cost of creating and maintaining the many-body state on ordinary physical qubits. The new work shows that the operations can be performed, but it does not inherit the lower physical-to-logical qubit ratio that motivates a native Majorana architecture. The approaches also have different scaling plans. Microsoft's bet rests on fabricating and integrating topological devices at chip scale. Quantinuum's result rests on the connectivity and control of a trapped ion processor. This experiment says nothing about Microsoft's manufacturing thesis, while Microsoft's parity measurement does not demonstrate a universal logical toolkit. Other programs do not assume one modality must do everything. DARPA's work on mixed modality qubits examines architectures that combine different physical strengths. The next useful evidence is concrete. Active correction of the S3 state, a logical error rate for its operations, and a resource estimate that includes preparation, syndrome extraction, decoding, magic state supply, and hardware scaling. For now, the experiment establishes universal topological operations. Claims of an advantage over surface codes or native topological hardware remain unsupported.